As we reported earlier this month, Asian carp, the fast-growing invasive species in lakes and rivers throughout the Mississippi Basin, have become a major issue in the Midwest, and officials are spending hundreds of millions of dollars to stop them from entering Lake Michigan. One strategy, pay fishermen and get people to eat the carp. It's not normally a fish dish in America, but the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign is serving up thousands of pounds of Asian carp a year, filling students' bellies with a cheap and local source of protein while helping solve a major invasive species problem.
We got some big heads, grass carp, and silver carp.
I'm Clint Carter, and I'm a commercial fisherman. We caught fish today in Peoria, Illinois. We caught about 4,000 pounds. We went out about 7 o'clock in the morning. And there were 7 fish brought here today.
Wow, this is a big one.
These fish were alive about 4 hours ago. So they're fresh. I've been working with the U of I for probably around 3 years now.
In my career, I never met a fisherman actually cut the fish, and it's great to know who the fisherman is. I'm Su Hua Yu. My title is a production chef at the Pennsylvania Avenue Dining Hall. In the Midwest, it's hard to get fresh fish. Fortunate to have Clint bring the fresh fish as we need it all the time.
Thank you.
My name is Kit Smith. I'm the Assistant Director of Dining for Procurement. We have a sustainable seafood program. The silverfin, the carp, is part of that program. The issue is in our own backyard. We figured that we have a good source of protein with our own river system, so we wanted to take advantage of that and help solve the issue that we have with the species.
These fish are very widespread. They're causing a lot of trouble. They kind of take over, so eating them not only reduces the risk for the Great Lakes, but creating a demand for them puts people like me out there to get them out of the water and let other fish bounce back in the entire 20 plus states they've actually taken over.
The two biggest challenges, one is obviously the previous reputation that the fish has had over the years. People that think carp, they think muddy or bottom feeder. You may hear the term trash fish, but we prefer the term underloved fish. The other big hurdle is the amount of bones. It's a very bony fish.
This fish is a little difficult to work with because there's a lot of bones on it. Today I prepared the Japanese style, Chinese style, and like a South American style. Japanese style is just like a smoked carp with a bed of rice served with the green tea. Deep fried carp, we do it like Cantonese style. Carp cake, serve in a slider. We do it once a week.
We're averaging about anywhere from about 9 to 11,000 pounds a year, but it grows month by month as we get more recipes. The current college students, Gen Z, they're more open to diverse and new food experiences. They're just trying to think out the box, try something different. A lot of times it's just getting people to try that first bite.
That's my favorite, this one.
All right, awesome.
Welcome. Invasive species are always a huge problem. I mean, I think since there's a surplus of this, I think it was a really great way to use it, and I love the dish.
No, I did not know anything about silverfin. Something brand new to me that I've never knew about, and it's actually really delicious.
I'm almost out of fish, so it seems like everybody enjoyed it.